Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Monday, February 19th, 2006. We're Stephen and Brooksine, and we share this message from our home here in rural Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, on a brilliant, brilliant Monday afternoon as we finally get around to making the podcast today. Our ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net, and that's just what we want to do today, is encourage you in your walk with Christ. Today's message is titled, Four-Dimensional Love. The scripture text is Ephesians chapter 3, verse 18.
To grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ.
Dennis, or as most of us know him, Bunny, and Peg O'Hare are good friends we met many years ago when we lived in New England. Peg, along with many who joined her, prayed for her husband's salvation for many years. In answer to her persistent prayers, Bunny turned to the Lord after living a life of sin for a long time. He now serves as a chaplain to the trucking industry. He and Peg are a dynamic ministry couple who exude the love of Christ and energize any setting they are in. It is not uncommon for Bunny to ask anyone he greets, "Has anyone told you today that Jesus loves you?" He tells a story of sharing this phrase regularly with a hardened ex-con waitress he met in a restaurant he frequented. Over a period of time, he and Peg continued to show her the love of Christ and eventually saw her heart soften and become receptive to the message of salvation. Bunny is joyful, and Peg as well. Joyful, bold, and unashamed as they share their faith with others. Their earnestness is visible to both believers and non-believers, and they serve as an example to all who desire to win others to Christ. It might be said that Bunny spent many years in vanity and pride, but now wholeheartedly he serves the crucified Lord.
In Ephesians 3:16-21, the Apostle Paul offers a written prayer for the Ephesian believers, and as part of the scriptures, it is intended for each one of us. It's not your typical prayer asking for a generic blessing, but a rich exaltation of the character of God and a plea that we might really grasp this truth. Just one phrase from the prayer is chosen as our daily scripture portion. Paul prays that we might
grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ.
Any attempt to comprehend these four dimensions can become very frustrating. In fact, any attempt to describe the infinite God or any of his eternal attributes is ultimately inadequate. Any illustration is bound to understate the majesty of God, but can still be inspiring and helpful as long as we understand this. For several years, a tremendous photo has been available that is a reminder of the awesomeness of God. Perhaps you've seen it on the computer. It's a photograph of an iceberg showing the immensity of the unseen.
We challenge each listener today to walk and live by faith. And we want, like Bunny, to remind each one of you today that Jesus loves you. He loves all of us. God loves us today and every day with an everlasting redemptive love. He's always in the process of working things out for our good, even though the thing we now see and experience may seem so undesirable and even unfair. He's always planning to prosper and not harm us. He plans to give us hope and a future.
Today, may you indeed seek to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ for you.
And whatever you feel today, may you be grasping spiritually the wonderful, wonderful love of the Almighty God.
Let's pray together. Father, your love reaches beyond the heavens and surpasses earthly dimensions. Your love surrounds us as you envelop us in your fullness. Thank you, Father, that as we are rooted and established in your love, we are empowered by your Holy Spirit to soar on wings like eagles and be renewed day by day. Your love flows through us so that others can see human lives impacted by your love. To know the fullness of your love is to know a love that has no boundaries or limitations. You do exceedingly more than we could ever ask or imagine. Give us grace to trust you even more. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brooksine. It is a joy to share with you all this morning. And we do have some additional aspects of today's message on the website today. We have a number of photos. We had a great time at a retreat this weekend. We were the speakers at a retreat for Transport for Christ to chaplains and truck drivers right below the Appalachian Trail. And it was a beautiful setting with plenty of snow. Had a delightful time, and we have some photos we took of that event, as well as a photo of Bunny and Peg today we have up on the site, and some others as well. We just want to encourage you to walk faithfully with the Lord and be assured of His steadfast love.